for spending part of your weekend with us here on The Brad Jenkins Show, making sense of making money. Find out more online today about Brad at bradjenkinsshow.com or give us a call with your questions at 1-800-584-3493. And the first five callers today at that phone number who sign up for our complimentary portfolio review will also get a copy of Taya Kyle's great book. It's called American Wife, a memoir of love, war, faith, and renewal. Just in case the name sounds vaguely familiar to you, Taya Kyle is, of course, the widow of American sniper Chris Kyle. You've probably seen that movie or heard about his story. Brad had a recent chance to catch up with Taya to talk about her mission today. Let's listen in on that conversation.
Hi, Taya. Welcome to the Brad Jenkins Show. How are you doing today?
Hey, Brad. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. The first thing I want to start off with saying is thank you so much on behalf of myself, every single one of our listeners. I want to thank your husband for the sacrifice and the dedication. Thank you for your sacrifice and for your family as well. Coming from a family who has a long history of lineage inside of the military and knowing what that looks like, and I'd love for you to embellish on this as well if you could, what that's like to have a husband that can just get called out and you don't know where he's going, you don't know what mission he's on, what he's doing, the kind of danger that he's going to be in. What does that feel like as the spouse back home and having children? And what's the emotions that you experience?
You know, I think it's a good question. It's so complex in some ways because I think at the root of all these marriages is just two people who loved each other enough to get into this kind of life. And you have to love each other, I think, a lot to say that it's worth it, because you know it's not going to be easy, right? And and when you love somebody that much, I think it's hard because you knew going in that there would be these times and you want to be tough and you want to be supportive and you want to be fearless. And I think when you love somebody, you want to be everything they need you to be. And on the flip side of that, you're human and you're scared. And I think there's a problem almost with a lot of the wives kind of being our own worst critic and wanting to be different and not wanting to share with other people that we have these thoughts and feelings, and we're ashamed and we're embarrassed that we get scared, or we're ashamed that sometimes we're, you know, hanging on the coat sleeves of our husband saying, please, can we stop doing this? It's hard, you know, because you want to be different. You want to be stronger than that. And I think the dynamic ends up being really complex. But overall, you deal with all of that and you try to just put on your game face and let all of that be the undercurrent and not deal with it as much, and just be like, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, we're okay, keep doing what you're doing, I got this.
With Navy SEALs, it seems like over the last, I don't know, maybe 5-7 years, there's been much more press and a lot more that comes out, where before it was such a secretive group. Do you feel that as the wife of a Navy SEAL, did you have to carry that same tough personality and that sort of cutting edge that he had to? Did you feel that requirement as a wife, or did you have that opportunity to kind of get together with a support group and just break down and be like, this is what I'm experiencing right now? Or were you kind of forced to feel like you had to be as tough as he was?
I think that it was definitely the former. I mean, I wanted to be that tough. I didn't have a support group necessarily, and I had good friends, but even then, you know, there's a lot of other things you talk about in life. And like I said, there's some of the stuff that you would only tell maybe your closest to you, because you don't want to be a fearful person. You don't want to be a whining person or a complaining person. And so you definitely, I think we end up not talking about it, which is why I think something like American Sniper or American Wife is brings people to tears when they come up and talk about it, because it's almost like it's just a ton of suppressed stuff that we don't share. And when somebody else opens that door and says, okay, I'll share, like this is the real deal, they're relieved. It kind of opens up some floodgates and starts a dialogue that they haven't had. And we've noticed that, by the way, from veterans from the Vietnam War and their spouses that have come up and said they've had dialogues after looking at American Sniper, the movie, or reading the book, American Wife, and they're tearful because they haven't talked about it in 30 years. So if that answers your question a little bit, yeah, you suck it up. And the things that Navy SEALs do while it's becoming more public, the part that's public is the part that they're okay with being public. Right. Yeah. So there's a whole lot more that still won't be public.
Actually, a good friend of ours is on SEAL Team 4. And I know there's a lot of things. He's like, I'll give you a little bit, but I can't tell you a whole lot of what's going on. And it's amazing, right, though. My hat goes off to those guys. Now, I had a chance to see the movie as well. And there was a scene in the movie to where Kyle's calling you from the rooftop. And there's obviously, you know, in the movie, there's explosions and things happening. Was that accurate? Did that actually take place?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'm not the only person that happened with it. You'd be probably surprised, as I was, to hear how often that actually does happen. And so I think that's the blessing of technology, is that we don't have to go months at a time with snail mail and wait for a letter. You know, we have all this instant communication, but the downside of that too is that it is live, and it can be done sometimes from the battlefield, even though maybe it's not supposed to. It does happen, and war is unpredictable. And so even though you think you're in a situation where it's not really that big a deal to talk, you know, it's unpredictable. And there are a lot of guys who have gotten in the middle of a firefight that they weren't expecting with their spouses on the phone.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So let's spend some time. I'd love to hear more about the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. No, I appreciate you asking. The Chris Kyle Frog Foundation, people ask me all the time, like, what all are you doing? And there's so much that it's one easy way to let people know is to say to check out the website. It's the name ChrisKyleFrogFoundation.org. And the reason I say that is because I've been so impressed, surprised, humbled by the opportunities and the growth in the first year of this foundation, not by people that are like, they're sort of in it for the celebrity of it, but quite the opposite, the heart of people that have come to the table to contribute. Like, we have a line of Jeeps now that are, you know, somebody can go into a Jeep dealership and Jeep will hook up with Creative Customs and give a custom kit that has the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation logo embroidered on the seat.
With That's Kryptek. Awesome.
Yeah, Kryptek camo pattern, which is Kryptek. Those guys are friends of Chris's and they're amazing. And I guess my point is, like, yeah, it's cool to have a Jeep. It's really cool. But what's even more to me inspiring is that the heart of the people that put the effort into this product to raise awareness is also really cool. And the money comes back to the foundation. And then, like, this week we're doing a planning meeting for our foundation for the next year. And I'm telling you, I know I have a lot of emotion, but I have tried not to cry probably every single day, multiple times a day, at the beautiful things that are happening for these couples. And it takes everybody. I certainly couldn't do it alone. And people have come to the table. We've got couples that are saying to us that they were on the brink of divorce and that they're back together and they're stronger than ever. It's not like a quick fix. It's that they really had the time to connect. Or the couples that say, man, we really needed this and we know we've been nominated for this, but they have this heart of service and they say, isn't there somebody else that's more worthy than us? Mm. And I think, you know, these are the people that we're helping. They're just these magnificent, tender-hearted people who then also have come back to us and said, what can we do to help? So we've given them what we can offer in the way of help, and they turn around and say, how can we pay this forward and help somebody else? And, like, it's just such a beautiful thing, this heart of these warriors and their wives and their families and all that they're doing. It's, I don't know, I'm humbled by it. I really am, and I'm surprised at the growth. And I'm excited. I know that when my day gets rough, and I feel like I can't be everything to everyone that I want to be, I'm kind of starting to think I can look back and go, yeah, but look, like, as a team, we helped this couple stay together, and that's going to affect them, their children, their grandchildren. You know, maybe that makes it all worth it. Maybe we don't have to stress about every detail we can't do perfectly. You know what I mean?
Yep. And I know we have a few minutes left, and I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about the book that you wrote, American Wife.
Yeah, it's, you know, American Wife is the continuation of American Sniper in some way. It fills in the blanks from what we couldn't tell an American Sniper, because there are just only so many pages or so many hours in a movie. It also shows a different side of Chris that maybe people wouldn't have known. And I felt like maybe they deserved to know if they really loved him. It's almost like, if you loved him, look at this side of him that was so romantic and good with the kids and funny and kind. And then the wives that we were hearing from that were saying their voice being represented in a small amount was really helpful. And so I thought, okay, well, let me put more of the, you know, almost the good, the bad, and the ugly out there so that there are other wives that don't feel so alone. I recorded the audio version, which was a pretty cool experience. But, you know, I've known some couples take road trips, and it's marriage in general, right? It's not just service marriages. It's just, I think every marriage out there goes through this phase of, you know, hardship and then trying to find renewal and coming back together and fighting the fight and staying in it. So I kind of feel like it's just a universal theme, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I think marriage right now, obviously, is under such attack as well. You know, so many people have those struggles, and, you know, to have the opportunity that you have in such tragedy that you had to experience to help somebody else and to try to prevent them from seeing certain struggles or challenges take place, I think is pretty amazing that you can take what's happened to you guys as a family and turn that into something good is an ultimate victory, you know. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing now. And again, thank you to your family and to Chris for his dedication and support for this country. And you guys are all heroes. So thank you.
Thank you. I got to tell you, it was the biggest honor of my life to be with him, for sure.
Yeah, Taya, I just want to tell you that I've had an opportunity on my radio show to interview Brad Paisley, Martina McBride, Carrie Underwood, Sean Hannity, and this interview with you has been the one that's the most inspiring for me and the one that I've enjoyed the most.
God.
Thank you so much for letting me put you on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.